Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Best gun stock in the business. Every one of them is one of a kind. This is what you get with a Boyd's gun stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, today, my guest, he's had a busy radio day. He's already pre-recorded the show with me, and now we're having our weekly conversation, and that is writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. What are you thinking about this radio life there, Dean?
I like it. I always have fun on your radio shows, and I think it's just interesting. Of course, I'm talking about something I'm passionate about. That makes it pretty easy.
Right. So let's start off with this. Now, last time we spoke on here, we talked about this lawsuit against constitutional carry. Now you have come back out and you're pulling it apart and trying to unwind it. What have you found out about the implementation of constitutional carry in Oklahoma?
Well, what we see, and we see it repeatedly, is that these people who want a disarmed population view the world through a different lens than gun owners do. They're really not interested in facts and reason because that takes work and effort. And so they create emotional arguments that don't stand up to logic and try to push things from an emotional viewpoint. And what we saw in this particular lawsuit, I mean, if you study law, it's kind of funny because the lawsuit is based on the premise that the Oklahoma Constitution only says that a particular law should deal with one particular subject at a time. And the law that was passed to restore constitutional carry dealt with restoring constitutional carry. But it had, in order to do that, it had to deal with several different laws that impacted or were impacted by constitutional carry. So I think, and most proponents of constitutional carry in Oklahoma think that is just a Hail Mary pass, that it has almost no chance of prevailing in court. But what the people pushing the lawsuit then did is they tried to say, well, constitutional carry is dangerous, which has nothing to do with the constitutional aspect of it. I mean, you can make the argument freedom of speech is dangerous. Freedom of religion is dangerous. All of the freedoms protected in the Bill of Rights can be considered dangerous one way or another. That has nothing to do with whether they're constitutional or not. But they make this dangerous argument, and they make it in fraudulent ways.
Right.
They say that the number of firearms-involved deaths has risen in states which have enacted constitutional carry. Well, you hear that, and you think, oh, so murders and violent crime, you know, went up in states with constitutional carry, but it's not what happened. Murders and violent crime were either non-affected or they went down. There's no indication that murders and violent crime went up in states that enacted constitutional carry. But we go through cycles in this country on suicide. And if you go back to, I think, 1980 or 81, we had a relatively high rate of suicide. And then by 1999, it had dropped off a good bit. And since 1999, it has been on the rise again. And if you look at deaths that where guns are involved in some way, suicides have a large percentage of them that are committed with guns. But since 1999, the number of suicides has gone up, you know, the total number and the rate quite a bit. But the percentage of suicides involving guns has actually dropped a little bit, not a huge amount, from like, you know, 60% down to 50% or so. But it's dropped. But the overall number has gone up. So if you look at a state and you say firearms-involved deaths have risen, well, yes, because the overall suicide numbers have risen. The murder rates actually dropped. So they mix unrelated numbers in order to claim that constitutional carry is dangerous. And it's hard for me to see how they can make the claim that allowing people to carry legally results in more suicides, which are mostly committed in the homes. It just doesn't make any sense. They're just trying to find something to hang their hat on because they don't want people to have guns. So it's emotional arguments that don't stand logical scrutiny, but they don't care. You know, they just, and because most of the legacy media is on their side, these arguments get published as if they make sense. And if you're not alert, if you haven't been trained in dissecting these arguments, it sounds plausible. So that's what we see in this lawsuit. I don't think it'll go anywhere, but a lot of what they are trying to do is to influence public opinion. And I think they're failing, but they've been pushing it for a long time. I was a good friend of mine, Alan Corwin, and I were talking about it, and we were referencing somebody else. They said, you know, if the media would actually publish the truth about guns and gun control, we wouldn't have a problem. There would be no gun control push. It just wouldn't exist. But they can't make an argument with the truth, so they resort to sophistry and misleading numbers and fraudulent statistics and things like that.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's always been about embellishment or lies, or I mean, the biggest lie has been, we don't really want to take all your guns, but now that that bottle's been uncorked. So
yes, I mean, they say that, and then just a few years later they say, oh yeah, we want to take some of them.
Yeah,
if you parse what they say, we don't want to take all of your guns right now is what they really mean.
Right.
And they say, well, today. Actually, they might, but we'll start with just some guns, and then we'll have a few more, and then we'll say you can't transfer them, and then we'll say you can't take them out of your house, and then you can't shoot them, and then you can't buy ammunition, and before you know it, you're restricted to nothing.
You know, in Syracuse, New York, there's a sheriff there that he peruses the obituary and compares that to the registry, and then if somebody that is in the registry that dies has a gun, He gives about 5 days out of respect to the dead person, and then he shows up knocking on the door looking for the gun. So that's what you're discussing. That's what you're talking about. We're coming up on the first break.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're coming up on the first break. For those of you that really like Dean, you can check him out also tomorrow morning at Gun Owners News Hour, Gun Owners News Hour, because he is the guest of Gun Owners News Hour as well. But you know, you can find his stuff at Ammoland.com, where he is considered to be the most read gun writer in the United States today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. And you've got a story about a sheriff who was elected as a Democrat, but then he switched parties. My first question would be on this: when he was running for sheriff, was he running as a gun grabber, or what? Because he switched parties for a pretty good reason.
He's in Louisiana, and he's in a pretty rural part of Louisiana, and he says he's a strong Second Amendment supporter, and I presume he was throughout most of his career. And what he says is, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me, echoing Ronald Reagan. And I would have to say that if you look at most of the Democrat positions today, or Republican positions today, they're not far off of Democrat positions 40 years ago.
Right.
And the Democrats used to be for controlling the border. They used to be for controlling, having decent trade deals and not exporting American jobs. They used to believe in God. I mean, how can you, do you remember just, I think it was like two Democrat conventions ago when they said they had a resolution to remove God from their, their platform.
Yeah.
And they put it up, and it sounds to me like the people who organized it didn't think it would have a problem. But they put it up, and they voted it down. They voted to take God out of the platform. So the people didn't believe it, you know, the organizers. So they put it up again, and they voted it down again. And then they put it up a third time. I mean, it's reminiscent of Peter in the Bible, the cockcrow, you know. Three times they put it up. That's not popular in most of America. And it's different. It's not the Democrat Party that used to exist even 20 years ago. So the sheriff said, you know, I just can't stay in this Democrat Party. Well, if you look at the vote totals and what's going on, the county he's in voted 2/3 of the voters voted for Donald Trump. Only 30% voted for Hillary Clinton. So he's not like making a huge jump. He's just following the voters. And that's what we see in these rural Louisiana counties, is that they traditionally voted for local Democrat politicians,
right,
that were culturally more conservative, but the mainstream or of the Democrat Party has become so radical, so far leftist, so far out of touch with ordinary Americans that they can't stand being associated with them anymore.
I can see that.
That's the way I see it playing out.
There's a lot of Democrats that are doing this, right? There's a whole movement of that. That's the walk away movement. Yeah.
Yeah, I was startled. I was listening to Rush earlier. I don't know, yesterday, I think today. I forget. Sometimes I get a chance to listen to them when I'm not working.
Right.
And there was some kind of a poll. I think it was done by Trump, Trump management, you know, Trump election people or whatever, of the people who showed up at his rally in Dallas. And it was something like 21% of the people who showed up were Democrats. And a large number of people had not voted in the last couple of elections. I mean, I might have the number off. It might have been 11% that showed up were Democrats, but the number 21 is sticking in my head. If it's either one of those, it's a huge problem for Democrats.
Well, I mean, they're, look at what they're selling.
Yeah, well, exactly.
look at what they're trying to sell. It's just not going to go. And most people... I, you know, even plants try to grow towards the sun. Everybody's trying to go to that free destiny, to what makes them the freest.
Well, most people do, I think. Most people want to be associated with winners, and people who are not intimately associated with politics all the time look at their check and see how much they're taking in, and they note if their cousin was able to get a job who hasn't had a job in the last 3 years, and they see that on Main Street some of the storefronts that have been empty for 7 or 8 years have now got businesses in them, and they seem to be working.
Right.
And they say, hey, you know, things are better. People tend to vote with their pocketbook. And not only with their pocketbook, but the Democrats have gone so far on cultural issues that are not mainstream. And they have invested heavily in these, and they seem to think that no matter how radical they get, they can shove it down the rest of America's throats because they have control of most of the media, and there's a limit.
Yeah, that's only going to take them so far. Even the media is have you seen that? I mean, they've been beating up on Beto. You know, I call him Beta because
yeah.
He's a beta male. They've been beating up on him, saying, exactly how do you intend to implement this? And when
right.
he gets out there and says, well, you know, if I pass a law to buy back AR-15s, I'm sure that the Rampage Killers will sell theirs back to us.
Well,
did you see that? I mean,
I see that, but it's not like the people asking the questions actually don't want to take the gun.
No.
No, they're just saying, hey, tone it down. You're going to wake up the sheeple. Don't give away the game. Are you an idiot? Don't you realize we have to do this slowly and carefully?
Yep.
That's what I see. I don't see them saying don't do it. They're just saying do it slowly. Do it over generations.
Yep. Yeah, the pushback is beginning and everything. Now, this article that I see about the lowers, is that a new article along those lines that I just popped up? It looks like all right, we're going to talk about that in the next segment then. I just want to make sure we hadn't already gone over that one because I don't think we have either. Now, Dean, for those of you that want to go look at Dean's articles, which with over 3,000 already written, a huge chunk of them are sitting at ammoland.com, and you can go and find them there. Where Dean is, you know, Dean is reckoned to be the most read gun writer in the United States by Freddie Reel at Ammoland. I concur. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is highlighting the first all-female spacewalk.
Station, this is President Donald Trump. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's great.
The president called American astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir at the International Space Station and called it a truly historic event. Meyer said they're just doing their jobs by repairing a power controller that recently broke. In other news at the White House, President Trump says he will promote Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette to the top job in that department. The president tweeted that Brouillette's experience in the energy sector is unparalleled, and the president also thanked outgoing Energy Secretary and former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is planning on exiting at the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Thus is the drama of live radio. One minute you're there, the next minute you're not. But let's press on, shall we? Plus you got some.
You got some of my
canned music that we only bring out on special occasions, like when the internet signal drops. Tomorrow I will be going to war with my internet provider. I love you all. Anyway, talking with Ryder Dean Weingarten, and let's talk about this case. The BAT, yes. The ATF decided they were going to drop something because this is sort of in danger of maybe changing the way things happen in these United States, huh?
Yes. Well, I'm going to give a little background. In
before 2014, there was this fellow in California. He had a business that dealt in firearms parts, and he saw an opportunity to help people build AR-15 type firearms by having them help them to complete 80% receivers. Now, for those of you who don't know what an 80% receiver is, in order to regulate firearms, the ATF and Congress had to decide what is a firearm. And they didn't want to have everybody go through all the paperwork to buy a firearm every time they wanted to buy a magazine or a barrel or a trigger group or a stock. They said, well, those things aren't the firearm. The thing that is the firearm is the receiver, what holds all the pieces together. And ATF created a definition of what a receiver was. And then for AR-15s, they said, well, a receiver is the lower receiver, and we'll put the serial number there.
The completed
lower. Then the question became, well, at what point does a piece of metal become a completed lower? Because you just drill a hole in it, that's not a completed lower. If you do a little milling on it, that's not a completed lower. And they said, okay, anything that's completed that has more than 80% of the machining done to make it into a receiver, we're going to call a firearm. Anything that has less than 80% of the machining done is a paperweight. It's not a firearm. And all this is logical and it makes sense. So this fellow set up, there's a business been set up where people will make lower receivers, unfinished lower receivers, paperweights, where they do 80% or less of the machining necessary to turn a piece of metal into a receiver. So what this fellow did was he set up machines and would instruct people on how to finish that 80% receiver into a completed receiver, and then he would help put them together. And the BATF was monitoring it, and they said, you're going too far. You can't do everything for somebody so they just push a button and the machine completes the lower receiver. And then you can't put it all together and then say they built a gun and you didn't have anything to do with it. We think you're manufacturing guns without a license. And so we're going to come down on you if you don't quit. Well, he didn't quit and he got arrested and they said he was manufacturing guns without a license. And there were some other charges. There were a fair number of them. But he was not, you know, just some poor person from the back 40. He was a competent businessman. He had assets, and he hired a good lawyer. And the lawyer started looking into the BATF rulings about what is a receiver and what isn't, and he found that the rulings contradicted themselves. And that if you looked at specifically what the law said and what the regulations said, it was uncertain exactly at what point the lower receiver became a firearm or if it had to be connected to the upper receiver to become a firearm. And he brought it up in court, and the judge looked at it and he said, you know, you're right. And a person of ordinary intelligence looking at this cannot figure out when it really is a receiver, when it really is a firearm, and when it isn't. And that judge was willing to put it into writing and was going to issue a ruling. And the word from people who have talked to BATF officials is that the ATF officials said, oh, wait a minute, Judge. We think we might have a settlement here. We might be able to settle this case out of court.
Oh.
In which case they would never get an official ruling.
Right.
They'd have to go to the judge and say it's an okay. So they went to the lawyer, and they went to Mr. Rowe's lawyer, and they said, okay, look, you'll plead guilty to some misdemeanor, basically you have to stay out of trouble for a year, and then everything gets dropped, and you don't have a record if we drop the case. And so that's what they did. So he is in, Mr. Rowe is in the process of going on with a different business. He no longer deals in firearms parts, but at the end of a year, he probably won't have a record, and the ATF will not have a official judicial ruling that their regulations are vague and hard to determine what's what for now. But this case and the publicity with it has put everybody on notice that the ATF rulings are kind of haphazard. They haven't had proper oversight. And this is, if you have read about ATF and their rulings, this has been a problem for probably at least 30 years. Is that people can't get consistent rulings from the ATF. They won't. They issue letters of what their finding is, but then those letters are not transferable from one person who requested the letter to another. You can't search the letters. You can't figure out what has been ruled. It's a mess, and it's because the Congress has been very deferential to the ATF, and the courts have been very deferential. And it's, I think it is catching up with them. And either what will probably happen is that they will have to issue new rulings with proper oversight. And hopefully they will reform some of the nonsense we see in the National Firearms Act, like the stupidity of requiring $200 licenses for a safety device, like a suppressor. We'll see it. I mean, I don't know when it will happen, but this is this case illustrates that there are serious problems in the administration of the Gun Control Act of 1968, and they have to be addressed. So that's what that situation was. But it took 5 years. You know, it started in 2014. Here it is 2019.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
First time it was an internet glitch. The second time it was operator error. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Maybe I can make it through this segment without messing something up. Let's see what we can do, shall we? Anything's possible. Trying to talk to writer and instructor Dean Weingarten, except I keep messing that up. My apologies, sir.
Murphy is sitting on all our shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, Murph is always there. So, with regards to the NICS background checks, I talked to a friend of mine today. I went and picked up some guns that were sent to me to be evaluated. And I was asking him about his business. And he said that it was really bad. But, I mean, we still have high background checks happening.
Yes. And what I can understand that because we've gone to a new level of gun buying and ownership that we reached during the Obama years. And a lot of people have gotten into the business and have prospered tremendously during the Obama years, but we've kind of leveled off and we have even dropped off a little bit. But we're hitting record numbers of NICS background checks. And, you know, I wouldn't say we're in a terrible situation because we're kind of level. We're up and down a little bit. But what the record levels of NICS checks don't correlate to sales all the time.
Right.
Because primarily for three reasons. One is that we have large numbers of people with carry permits now. I mean, we're up at about 19 million. And in 25 states, if you have a carry permit, you don't have to get a NICS check. You just use your carry permit to provide the NICS check. But there are a couple of states, Kentucky and Illinois, that throw all the numbers out the window because they do multiple NICS checks to recheck on permits, where they do as much as several other states combined because they do a NICS check every month on every permit. So those numbers together, that I think they're in the neighborhood of over a million, around a million checks for permits and rechecks that don't have much to do with actually purchasing guns. And, you know, you can correct for that. And when you correct for it, we're still on that kind of level that we reached with the Obama era, but we're not going up all that much. And because we've dropped a little bit, I mean, it's like 10-20%, and we went up almost 100% under Obama. So but right, we dropped right. a little bit. We dropped that little bit, and because people have taken advantage and created business, and we've got all this manufacturers and retailers and wholesalers out there, well, they see business drop off a little bit, and they put things out on sale. So you can buy, I think I've seen AR-15s for under, AR-15 type rifles, I should make it clear, for under $400. It's just incredible. Who would believe it? And I've seen, 22 semi-automatics. In particular, I'd mention the Mossberg 702, which is one of the least expensive, but it works for under $100. So you can sell a lot of guns at those prices without making much money.
Right, right.
Because there's not much margin there. You've got on sale and you're hoping to sell ammunition in the future or accessories or things like that. So I could see where businesses, retailers particularly, could be crunched because even though they may be selling a fair number, they're not getting a lot of money out of it.
Right.
And the prices, I mean, we just, even though the numbers have bumped up a lot, you know, you get Beto talking about confiscating AR-15s and you sell a lot of AR-15s, but the prices are not anywhere near what they were during the Obama years.
No, but, you know, there's some gun companies right now, like CZ is doing extremely well. STI is doing extremely well. It just depends on what they've got out. The ones that are putting out newer stuff or more innovative stuff, they seem to be doing as good as they've ever done. As a matter of fact, they can't keep up with demand.
Yes, that's true. It's competition, it's capitalism in practice, and it works.
So the whole thing here that as I'm looking at it, so is this a good indicator of increased concealed carry? I mean, aren't we up getting upwards of?
I think we are, and we're seeing like Oklahoma on November 1st goes constitutional carry. It's the 16th state to have constitutional carry, which is essentially the state of the law. When the Constitution was signed and the Bill of Rights was ratified a couple of years later, where no state required a permit to carry a gun either concealed or openly when that happened. And that was the state of law for about 40 years. And then since then, we've added various restrictions, particularly after the war between the states or the Civil War. But constitutional carry is basically you don't need a permit to carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, in most public places. And we've now got 16 states where that's the law. And we have we have every state has some form of licensed concealed carry, but eight of those are may issue. It's at the discretion of the person, of the authority who's ever issuing the license. And some of them are horrible, absolutely terrible. Right. New Jersey and Hawaii, you know, that if you go to Hawaii, your chance of getting a permit are, you know, almost null. If you're not a security guard, I think the number of permits they issued last year for concealed carry was like one. I'm not kidding. It's single digits. And many years, it's zero. And New Jersey, it's only slightly better. If you are a retired police officer or a retired judge, you can probably get a concealed carry permit in New Jersey. If you're not, forget it. And that's at the crux of some of the cases we're seeing come up before the Supreme Court in this session. Well, we have the New York rifle and pistol case, which is about carry outside the home, but it's just even basic transport. So I can't say for sure any of the other cases will make it, but some are being considered. There's tremendous. We're up to over 18 million, almost certainly at 19 million by now, because John Lott did the last survey.
That's the permits, right? That's the permits we know about.
Just permits. That's not people who carry in the 16 states where you don't need a permit.
What do you think that doubles it?
So hard to tell. A lot of people, once they start carrying, they'll get a permit for convenience. So they go to some other state, you know, they'll have a permit. And Arizona is recognized by like about 35 or 36 other states. So it's handy. Then a lot of people, they just never bothered with getting a permit because they figured the Second Amendment was their permit. And now it's legal and they don't have to worry about it. So
it's
a very hard number to know.
Yes, sir. We're about to run. We got about a minute left. So I was trying to, before I muted myself, I had something happening here that I could see going out. So I was trying to talk our way out of the segment. And, of course, nobody could hear me. And you couldn't hear me either. So let me do this so that we can direct some people to go read some Dean Weingarten stuff. You can find, Dean is, he's got articles at The Truth About Guns in their archive. JFPO, he's got them there in their archive. And, of course, at Ammoland.com, where probably nearly half of everything he's ever written is there. And, we're talking in excess of 3,000 articles now. So this is quite the archive to go check out. All of it's still pertinent today. All waiting for you. I want to thank you for being a trooper today, sir. You gave me 2 hours, and I do appreciate that.
Well, it's always fun. I just enjoy it. You are a very professional and knowledgeable host, and I enjoy being on the program a great deal.
Except when I mute myself and you can't hear me. I'll be in touch. Thank you much. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.